sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Mike Goldsby for community comment. To the class of 2020, I graduated from Ferndale High School 50 years ago. This Friday, I plan to join other classmates walking into the graduation ceremony as the Golden Grads, but so much for plans. What can we tell you, the class of 2020? I polled some of my classmates and Facebook friends. Here's their advice. Patricia said, be patient. You are brave. This is not the world you need to look forward to. Things will never be the same, but it will be much better because of you. Romy said, stay ready so you don't need to get ready, and keep washing those hands. Marty said, never get involved in a land war in Asia or go against a Sicilian when death is on the line. Also, be enthusiastic in your demeanor and passionate in your interests. Carly said, don't settle. Stan said, be safe, be smart, be mindful, and congratulations. James said, worry is a misuse of the imagination. You're entering an evolving world accelerated by the pandemic. Embrace the possibilities and welcome the challenge. Michelle said, when dating, if there is a whiff of a reason not to trust someone, listen to it. And if it's because of your baggage, go to therapy to work through it. No means no. And if you have an opportunity to travel outside of this country after the COVID, take it. Ray said, people can tell you what they think you should do, but you're a special individual soul who was put on this earth for the betterment of God's intention for mankind. Be kind, and remember, everyone has a story to tell. You should listen, because their life matters too. Glenn said, people call high school the best years of your life, so flunk all your classes so you can extend that experience. Larry said, don't focus too much on the future and miss out on what's happening today. Live, enjoy life. My advice, vote. It's your first adult responsibility. Actually, quite a few of my friends said their only advice to young people was to vote. When I graduated 50 years ago, we were old enough to register for the draft, but not considered mature enough to cast a ballot. I've not missed voting in an election since I became old enough. 18-year-olds are now considered mature enough to vote, but so many adults squander this opportunity to participate. I remember when I was 18, most adults wanted to give me their opinion, but very few wanted to hear mine. You may experience a similar thing, but don't let that silence you. You've already faced and dealt with a huge challenge, getting through your senior year in a global pandemic. You have a lot to give the world. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.